This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abayim. Guten Chodesh Elul. Parshas Kisetze, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. Today's shir is being sponsored on behalf of Daily Giving, which is an organization that distributes tzedakah to many, many other institutions by people contributing $1 a day. One could sign up on dailygiving.org. And I myself, I was asked to mention that I participate, which I do. And it's a way to ensure that every day of the year one is connected to the mitzvah of tzedakah and to be marbe zuchuyos before the Yom HaDin. If anybody is interested in participating in the upcoming Sefer on Bereishis, is going to print imminently for Bereishis Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. Okay, we're going to speak about a very interesting subject relevant to not only this parsha, but the unique circumstance that this upcoming year presents us. And that is, at the end of Kisetze, we have the mitzvah to remember Amalek, where the pasuk says, Zachar es asher asa lecha Amalek baderach v'tzeischa mimitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the road when you were leaving Egypt. And then the pasuk says, not only remember, Behaya behaniach Hashem Elokecha lecha mikol ayevecha. And then the pasuk ends off, Timcha es zeicher Amalek mitachas hashamayim lo yitishkach. Not only do you need to remember, also don't forget. So there's an asay and there's a lav. There's an asay to remember and there's a lav not to forget. Now this is a very unusual mitzvah, because there are many things in the Torah that the Torah tells us to remember. For instance, we have to remember the Shabbos. So we make Kiddush every Shabbos. That's a mitzvah we fulfill weekly. According to some Rishonim, we remember Shabbos daily. The Ramban says, every day we say, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. Remember Shabbos daily. However, there are no other mitzvahs that you're mekayim once a year. No other mitzvahs of memory are you mekayim once a year. The Torah says, remember that I took you out of Egypt. We fulfill that daily. There's a mitzvah to remember Miriam, what Miriam did. We try to remember that daily. The Magen Avraham says, every day in Ahava Rabbah, when you say, L'hoidois l'cha ol yachedcha bi'ahava, when you say the word L'hoidois l'cha, one should think, God gave me a mouth to thank Him and not to speak Lashon Hara like Miriam did. And yet when it comes to the mitzvah of Amalek, strangely, this mitzvah is upon us annually, once a year. Why would there be a mitzvah to fulfill once a year? Why would that be? Now, the Rambam does not count in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He mentions a mitzvah to remember Shabbos, and he mentions a mitzvah remembering Amalek, but the Rambam doesn't say when we should mention Amalek. That's the strange thing. The Rambam doesn't even tell us when to mention Amalek, how often. By the way, in general, there's a question. You know, the Torah says do a mitzvah. Let's say tefillah, which according to the Rambam is a daraisa. And the Rambam says, how often do we fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of tefillah? Once a day. Where do we get that amount from? Maybe we should daven once every 17 days. Or once every 2 hours. Where did we get this idea we should daven once a day? Or the Torah says put on tefillin. So how often do we put on tefillin? We put on tefillin once every 10 days, once a month, once an hour. We put on tefillin once a day. Where does that amount come from? Where does that share come from? Well, the Kesef Mishnah writes that if the Torah tells us to do a mitzvah and it doesn't tell us when to do the mitzvah, the logical conclusion should be that mitzvah should be performed once a day. So then, l'cha'ira, it would seem that if the Torah says, remember what Amalek did, one should remember what Amalek did once a day. Why do we remember what Amalek did once a year? Some Rishonim say that the Iker mitzvah is to remember it once a year. Where does this come from? That's a very strange shir. There's no other mitzvah in the Torah where the Torah says do something. And we say, okay, we do it once a year. Imagine if we would do that to tefillah. Torah says daven, so once a year we come and daven. Where do we get this thing that Amalek has to be once a year? So, the Karen Oira, interestingly, says in Brachos, in the first parak, that since the mitzvah of remembering Amalek is to remember it b'tzibur, and maybe the reason why it's incumbent upon the tzibur is because we have to remember Amalek in order to destroy them, and war is a chiyav on the tzibur, so therefore we remember Amalek b'tzibur. So once it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, it's up to the chachamim to estimate how often the Torah absolutely requires the tzibur to get together to remember Amalek. It's not mistaber that the Torah would obligate a quorum of Jews to gather daily to remember Amalek. Now we know we gather daily to daven, but that's not biblical, that's rabbinic. But it's not mistaber. In other words, the Karen Oira applies a very interesting principle that there are certain things the Torah left up to the Chachamim to estimate, to evaluate what its intention is. And since it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, therefore they assumed that this is something the Torah only requires once a year. But I want to share with you an amazing pshat from a sefer that I do not believe we've featured in the past. The name of the sefer is Mine Targuma, from Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. And he says that a rabbi came over to him, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Teumim, and from the rabbi of Breslau, and he wanted to know, why do we lay in Zachar once a year? So he suggested, it says by Tkiah Shofar, Zichroin Trua, and it says by Amalek, Zachar Yisasher Asolcha Amalek, and therefore somehow the two Zikaroins are connected. But it sounds a little bit far-fetched, because there are many mitzvos the Torah says Zachar by, let's say, Shabbos or Miriam. Why Dafka learn out from Tkiah Shofar? And therefore Rabbi Yeshaya Pick offers the following brilliant answer. He points out that when it comes to remembering Amalek, it's not sufficient to remember them. The Torah doesn't just say remember. The Torah says remember, but make sure you don't forget. So now all other things, all other mitzvahs, it just says remember, remember. So it might be once a day, once a month. But here the remembering is governed by make sure you don't forget. So now we have to try to analyze what is the human memory span. How long do people remember things for? So you say it depends what, as the story goes, that a Dvar Torah you could repeat every day, a joke you could repeat, a story you could repeat, you know, once a month, and a joke maybe once a year. So different people have selective memories. However, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Nun Chesam Beizam Rishon Ben Levi, that if you see your friend after 30 days, you should say, Shechianu, Bikimanu, Bikianu, Lazman Hazeh. Because after 30 days, it's a simcha to see your friend. However, after 12 months, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam Mechayei Hameisim. Amar Rav, Rav says, Ein Hameis Mishtakeach Min Alev El Al-Achar Shem Asar Chodesh. A deceased is only forgotten after 12 months. Shenemar Nishkachti Kameis Milev. I have been forgotten like a dead person from the heart. Hayisi Kechli Oyved. I am like a lost Kli. So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishkachti Kameis Milev. I have been forgotten like a mace from the heart. I have been forgotten like a mace from the heart. Now, from here we learn that a dead person is forgotten, a deceased is forgotten after 12 months. In fact, the Tashbetz Katan writes, the Tashbetz of Shimshon Bar Tzadok, a Talmud of the Maharami Rotenberg, he writes that where in this pasuk do we see that a mace is forgotten, is remembered for 12 months? If you count up the number of letters in the words, Nishkachti, Kemes Milev, I was forgotten like a dead person from the heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 12 letters in these words. This teaches that a dead person is remembered for 12 months. But then it makes another analogy. It says, Hayisi kechli oived, I was like a lost kli. I was like a lost kli. By the way, when it comes to a lost kli, a kli is also remembered for 12 months. A person is miyayish after 12 months. Rashi over there says, kachli oived, ustam kli la'achar yud beis kodesh, chodesh mishtakech min alev, stam a kli after 12 months is forgotten from the heart. Diyish bailam la'achar yud beis, a person is miyayish after 12 months. Ula'achriz bepesach uva'atzeres, uvachag, one has to continually call out a lost object for the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Dehainu Yud Beis Chodesh, V'shuv Einu Tzarach LaHachriz. So not only is a dead, is a deceased forgotten after 12 months, but a lost object is also forgotten after 12 months. So there's a idea that the human memory span is only 12 months. Somebody only remembers a relative for 12 months. Somebody only hangs on to the hope that they're going to find their object after 12 months. In fact, the Tashbetz Katan says the letters Hayisi, Kechli, Oyved are also 12 letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That indicates that a object, a person only holds on to hope for 12 months. However, the Tashbetz says there's only one thing that a person does not forget after 12 months, and that is Eshes Neurim, the wife of their youth. In fact, the gematria of Nishkachti Kemeis Milev is gematria Chutz Min Eshes Neurim, except for the wife of one's youth. So, be it as it may, from here we learn that the human attention memory span is 12 months. And therefore, it would seem, says Rabbi Shaya Pick, if the Torah by Amalek, it doesn't say remember Amalek, it says don't forget. So what does it mean, don't forget? When it says don't forget, it means don't let it slip your memory. And how long is memory? 12 months. So therefore, Amalek, we remember once every 12 months. All the other memories, it says remember, so we have to constantly remember them daily. But by Amalek, it says don't forget. And from the Gemara Brachos, we learn the human memory span spans for 12 months. So just like a mess, we remember for 12 months. And in Aveda, a person remembers for 12 months. The Amalek has to be remembered every 12 months. And the Arugas Haboisem, likewise, I was just at his kever in Chust. He says, "V'kim luhu in Arachayim Chelik Bei Simin Chafei Kim luhu Rabbanon the Midgar bePume Pamachz B'Shana." That if you remember it in your mouth once a year, Shuvla Yishtakach Min Alev Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, you won't forget it for 12 months. A beautiful idea. Now, I will tell you that it is not unanimous that a mess is forgotten only after 12 months. There are other opinions. The interesting halacha that, I don't know, it's not really observed that commonly, that one is not allowed to give a eulogy for a mess within 30 days of Yom Tov. Why 30 days? So Rav Kahana said, Am Rav Yehuda Marav, that there was a story, somebody wanted to be Oile Regel, and the eulogizer came, and he took a big fee for his eulogy, and the woman gave him the fee, and she wasn't able to be Oile Regel. So out of a fear that a eulogy may take away, the cost of the eulogy may take away from being Oile Regel, the Chachamim forbid being Oile Regel within, eulogizing within 30 days of Yom Tov. Shmuel says a different reason. Shmuel says, you know why you're not to eulogize for 30 days? Because a mess is remembered is not forgotten until 30 days. So therefore, we don't want you to be thinking about the mess on Yom Tov. So within 30 days of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eulogize. This is interesting, machloikes, between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you don't eulogize because of Maisa Shahaya, because of that unusual episode. And Shmuel said, Lefi she'en ames mishtakech min alev for shloishim yom. Comes the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. Rav Yoel Weiss, who is a Yushalmi Yid, had the privilege to meet him a few times in his house on Shmuel Hanavi. He wrote an amazing Sfarim on Masechta Bracha, Masechta Chagiga, Mayed Katan, other Masechta Shabbos, I believe. And he has amazing Sfarim Al HaTorah. And he asked the following question: why does Rav have to give such a far-fetched Svara that the reason why you're not to eulogize within 30 days is because of that unusual circumstance that somebody blew their oile rega money on a eulogy? Just say, for the reason that of Shmuel, that ein ames mishtakech min alev ela l'achar shloshim yoim. So says Megam Chadashim, of course Rav couldn't say like Shmuel, because Rav is l'shitase. Rav is the one who said, Rav holds the mess is forgotten after 12 months. So he in the Gemara can't say the reason for the eulogy is because within 30 days you don't forget about the mess, because he holds it's 12 months. So he was forced to say a different svara. So it comes out it is not unanimous that a mess is forgotten after 12 months. According to Shmuel, it's forgotten after 30 days. Probably everybody agrees there's a certain level of the acute pain that wears off after 30 days, and that's why there are din of shloshim, and there is a more general memory that fades after 12 months. But be it as it may, Rav would be of the opinion it takes 12 months to forget a mess, and usually when it comes to Hilchos Isser, we paskin like Rav, Halacha Karab Isuri. So presumably we would paskin that a mess is forgotten after 12 months. And that maybe is why there's a mitzvah to remember Amalek after, yearly, annually. Now, let's think about this a little bit more. And that is, this year, of course, is an Ibriyar. Tav Shin Pei Beis is a leap year. In Tav Shin Pei Beis, there will be 13 months. If that's the case, from one Parsha Zachar to the next is 13 months. But then a person will have violated Loi Tishkach. He will have forgotten, because 13 months will have elapsed in between the two rememberings. So the question is, in a Ibriyar, is a mace forgotten after 12 months or after 13 months? So the Shvus Yaakov says that Haga ba'atzmacha, in most years anat mubaras, the mess is forgotten after 12 months. So what's going to happen if the rabbis add a month of the year? You're going to say that that year the brain cells become stronger, the memory becomes more powerful, and a person's going to remember for 13 months. It's not mistaber at all that in an Ibriyar a person remembers longer. No, it takes 12 months for a mess to be forgotten from the heart. And the period, 12 months, that's what it takes. Accordingly, Rabbi Yisai, the Shvus Yaakov would say that in an Ibriyar, you're going to forget after 12 months. So maybe then we have a problem this year, because that means in between the two Parsha Zachars, Parsha Zachar Tavshin Pei Aleph, Parsha Zachar Tavshin Pei Beis, there will be an elapse of 13 months. And that means a person will have, at least after 12 months, come to forget. So maybe then we need to lay in Parsha Zachar an extra time. And in fact, the Maharam Shik says, the one time he asked the Chassam Sofer, that what should be done in an Ibriyar, and the Chassam Sofer said, And in Ibrayar, when you read Parshas Kiseitse, you should have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah, the Eiraisa, of Zechiras Amalek. So here it is. This is our situation. Perhaps then this Shabbos, when we lay in Kiseitse, since otherwise there are going to be 13 months in between the two readings of Zachar, one should have in mind that one is Yoytze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. That is what the Maram Shik reports, that he asked the Chassam Sofer, and that is what the Chassam Sofer said. Now, according to, this fits in according to the Shvus Yaakov, in other words, in an Ibrayar, it's still, the memory span is not any stronger, is not any longer, and therefore one would have to lane Zachar an additional time. However, it comes with Yosef Engel in the Golyonei Ashas Ambrachais, and he quotes the Shvus Yaakov that the human memory span is 12 months, but he says that if the rabbis come along and say that this year is 13 months, then we apply the following principle based on the pasuk Lokel Hagoymer Olai, which means that when the Chachamim manipulate the calendar, they have, they are given, so to speak, the keys of the Bria and creation to change physical and biological phenomena. For instance, we know Chazal tell us that if the Besulim of a woman are broken before she's 3 years old, they will grow back. If they're broken after she's 3 years old, they will not grow back. So let's talk about a girl who, she is almost 3 years old. And she's about to turn three, let's say, on Vav Adar. She's about to turn three. And the rabbis declare it's an Ibrayar, so she's not three yet. She's going to be three in a month. And then her Besulim are broken. So wait a second. Before it was an Ibrayar, if her Besulim would have been broken on Ches Adar, then they would not grow back because she wasn't a Besula. Because she was over 3 years old. And now that the rabbis made it an Ibrayar, now you're going to say the Besulim do grow back? Just because the rabbis added a month to the calendar, her biology is going to change, her nature is going to change, and Chazal say, yeah, Lokel Hagoymer Alai, that when Hashem allowed the Chachamim to change the calendar, along with that came the control over all the phenomenon of the world. Well, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, likewise, if the rabbis made this year have 13 months, then it should come out that this year people remember better. Normally, people remember for a year. And this year, people remember for 13 months. Because that's the koyach that the Chachamim were given. They were given the ability, they're given the power to control nature. And by the way, the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, he addresses this possibility, but he says it's not logical. He says it's not logical to compare this to that which Chazal say, that the Besulim of a woman will be Choyzer based on Lekel Goymer Alai. No, people remember what they remember. They forget after 12 months. So the fact that this, maybe what the Shvus Yaakov is saying is, memory is not dependent on a year. It's dependent on 12 months. So even if the year has 13 months, but after 12 months a person forgets. So this is a very interesting machloikis, because according to the Shvus Yaakov it would come out, you would have to have in mind when you read Parshas Kiseitse to Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar, and according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, you would not have to have in mind, because there's a concept that if the year is extended, so is the memory and the ability for the mind to hold on to certain things. Now there's a very interesting svara that is given. Why is it that a person forgets about a mess after 12 months? Like, what happens after 12 months? Or why does a person give up hope from finding an Aveda after 12 months? And this is brought in the Sefer Yigeres HaTiyul of Rav Chaim ben Betzalel, the brother of the Maral of Prague. And he says, the reason a person forgets about a deceased after 12 months is because as the person is reliving the life cycle event, he's thinking, oh, last year I was together with my relative on Rosh Hashanah. I miss him so much. And it's so painful to experience Rosh Hashanah without the loved one. Oh, it's Soim Gedalia. I remember last year on Soim Gedalia, I was with the loved one. Oh, Yom Kippur, I was together with the Karoiv on Yom Kippur. Oh, Sukkis. Oh, Simchas Torah, how I remember what a beautiful Simchas Torah. Oh, Chanukah. You go back and you relive being together with the relative in the last life cycle event. However, once the new calendar starts again, there's nothing painful that is triggered by that next Rosh Hashanah. You don't say, oy vey, Rosh Hashanah, last Rosh Hashanah, you didn't have that relative. So there's a psychological factor, says the Igeres HaTiyul, that the reason why a person forgets after 12 months is because after reliving the whole life cycle event without the relative, then a person is going, nothing new is experienced the next year, and therefore a person begins to forget the relative. Same thing with an Aveda. Person had a watch, and they lost their watch. Oh, I remember last Rosh Hashanah I had the watch. I remember last Yom Kippur I had the watch. I remember last Chanukah I had the watch. And once the year passes, nothing new is experienced in the following year, so you give up hope from finding the watch. According to that, L'chaira, a person would not have to read Parsha Zachar twice in a 13-month cycle. Because the reason why a mess is forgotten after 12 months is because you relive the previous year without the mess. And accordingly, in a 13-month year, it's going to take you 13 months to forget the mess, reliving the whole, you need to go through the whole life cycle event. And in that case, in the core, if there's an Ibrayar, you, L'chaira, would not have to read Parshas Zachar again. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says, in Chelek Ebeno Ezra Sim Kofiotas, he says, Ule'inyin Chakirasai of the Shvus Yaakov, where the Shvus Yaakov says that in a 13-month year, you're still going to forget after 12 months. V'chi b'shana p'shuta yishkach achigir beis chodesh, shana mubaras, b'in gimel. Says Chassam Sofer, even, I don't agree with the Shvus Yaakov. It's true that the memory maybe does not become stronger in a 13-month year, but let's try to understand, even though we're not usually doyresh time of the krah, but the Chassam Sofer says, if you look in the Rishonim HaPashtonim, they say, and now the Chassam Sofer doesn't say who these Rishonim Pashtonim are, but he says that in a year, there is a whole life cycle event of Simcha and Tsoimois and Tanesim that each day reminds you of what life was like before. So, if the year is not over, you have not fully experienced the full gamut of the year, then you would not forget yet. In other words, let's say like this. In year one, you're going to remember, oh, I remember last year Purim, when it was before Purim and we remembered Amalek. So it's going to take you the full 13 months until you get to Purim and you remember that last year before Purim you learned about Amalek. So according to the Chassam Sofer, L'chaira, one would not have to read again Zachar within the course of 13 months. Not like the Maram Shik said, the Chassam Sofer said when he asked him. So that's a very interesting possibility that the Chassam Sofer himself is saying a logic that the reason why a person forgets after 12 months is experiencing the whole life cycle of the year. And in that case, if the year is 13 months, it's going to take a full 13 months. Okay, let's progress a little bit. In the Tshuvos of the Satmar Rebbe, He disagrees vehemently with what the Maharam Shik says, that in an Ibrayar, one would have to have in mind by Parshas Kiseitse to mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. He disagrees with this for many, many reasons. Number one, you don't think the rabbis, when they said you should read Parshas Zachar before Purim, they didn't know there's something called an Ibrayar? They didn't know about it? Only the Maharam Shik knew there's something called an Ibrayar? What about the Chachamim knew about the possibility that there's an Ibrayar every 7 out of 19 years? So why didn't they say you need to read it once a year, unless it's an Ibrayar, we read it twice? Why didn't they say anything about this? If it was because that at the course of 12 months, a person forgets, so they should have said, if there's an Ibrayar, you read it twice. I mean, this is not like an unusual scenario to have an Ibrayar. Ibrayars happen. So when the rabbis made this takana to read Zachar once a year, they should have said, by the way, in an Ibrayar, read it twice. You know, why doesn't the Rambam talk about this? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about this? Why don't any of the Rishonim? Only the Maharam Shik in the 19th century, he came up with this big, unusual scenario of an Ibrayar. Why don't any of the earlier Poskim mention this? Says the Sama Rebbe, not only do I not agree with it, I hold you should not have in mind Parshas Kitzetze to Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, because then people might think, oh, this week is Zachar. And they're going to be Mevatel the Takana of listening to Zachar the week of Purim the way it was meant to be. And then the Sama Rebbe says, what in the world does remembering Amalek got to do with remembering a dead relative and remembering your Aveda? When it comes to a dead relative, maybe Hashem knew that in order for the world to continue, in order for people to be able to pick themselves up and rebuild their lives, Hashem made it that a person begins to forget the deceased after 12 months. And when it comes to an Aveda, you didn't forget your watch. Nobody said you forgot about your Rolex. You still remember your Rolex every single day. It's just you gave up hope from ever getting it back. But who says that the human memory is 12 months? What source is there that the human memory is 12 months? And furthermore, says Chassam Sofer, in his opinion, the halacha to read Amalek has nothing to do with 12 months. It is a drasha. V'hayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim chodar v'dar. Nizkarim v'nasim. Nasim is we observe Purim, nizkarim is we remember Amalek. And therefore it has nothing to do with the human memory or the human ability to retain information. It's a drasha that Zechiras Amalek is connected to Purim. Now I would humbly ask on the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, it's a drasha, then Zechiras Amalek would only be midivrei Nevi'im. Because if it's a drasha from the Psukim in the Megillas Esther, then remembering Amalek once a year is only midivrei Nevi'im. Maybe that's what the Sama Rebbe holds, that there's a d'oraisa to remember Amalek in general, but how often, maybe that's only midivrei Nevi'im. However, the Maharam Shik does say that he asked the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer said that in a Ibrayar, one should have in mind for Kiseitse, in case the 12 months elapse before the next memory, you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah when you lane Kiseitse. And I heard from Poiskim HaMeforsamim that they do that in their Beis HaKnesses. They make an announcement, this coming year is an Ibrayar, and one could have in mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. But I want to end off discussing the following. I think it's a remarkable subject. And that is, how do Chazal know that a mess is forgotten after 12 months? Where do they know that from? Rav went out in the street one day and he took a Gallup poll. He said, Rav Yud, your aunt, do you remember her? How much do you remember her? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you remember her? 4. And how long ago did she pass away? 13 months. So Rav recorded it. Then he stopped the next guy. Yeah. How long ago was your second cousin passed away? 2 years ago. How much do you remember him on a scale of 1 to 10? 3.6. So Rav recorded it. Then he met another guy. How long ago did your relative pass away? 9 months ago. And how much do you remember on a scale of 1 to 10? 8.4. And you're telling me Rav stood around the corners, he interviewed people, he collected data, and he just... Where did Rav get this shir from, that after 12 months a person forgets about a mess? So you say, I don't know, it's like all the shiurim in the Torah. How do we know that when a person turns 13 years old, they become a bar mitzvah? The Rosh says in Siman Yud Gimel that it's halach l'moshe m'Sinai. But we can ask also, like, how do Chazal know that a person is miyayesh from an aveda after 3 regalim? Where does that come from? So there's a very beautiful idea that's said by the Shinover, the Divrei Yecheskel, in his Chedushim HaMasechta Shabbos, and the Satmar Rebbe in the Divrei Yoyam Parshas Beshalach quotes it, based on a Gemara in Yevamos. I would say this is an idea that is more prevalent in Chassidus. They told this to the Briska Rav, and he did not accept it definitively. But here's the idea, and it's certainly worthy of your consideration. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara tells us a story about somebody who was in a boat, and he got capsized, and he was eulogized, and he came home and he walked into the house and they were eulogizing him. Says the Gemara, how great are the words of the Chachamim that they said, Mayim she'ein lohem soif ishtai asura. If somebody falls into endless waters that you can't see to the other end, the husband, the wife is still usher to remarry, because if you can't see to the other end, maybe the husband got washed ashore to the other end. And the Gemara relates a story about Ram Gamliel says, one time I was going in a boat and I saw another boat that capsized, and I saw there was a Talmud Chacham there who went overboard, and his name was Rabbi Akiva. And lo and behold, I came off my boat, and who did I meet? I met Rabbi Akiva, and I said, how do you survive? He said, Daf shel Sfinas Damenli. I found a board of the boat, and every single wave that came upon me, I rode the wave. Mikan amru chachamim. From here the chachamim said, Kama gedoyla divrei chachamim, how great are the words of the sages, sha'amru mayim sheyesh lohem soif muteras, mayim she'en lohem soif asura. Look how great the words of the chachamim are. Now this is a very unusual statement. Look how great the words of the chachamim are. What does it have to do with how great the words of the chachamim are? We find many things the Chachamim say. How do we see from their stories that the words of the Chachamim are so great? Why did Rebbe say, right? If you look carefully in the words of the Gemara, Rebbe said, Kama gedoyla divrei Chachamim. I mean, I thought we know how great the words of the Chachamim are. Does this story in any way show us the greatness of the words of the sages? The Chachamim said that it's possible for a person who fell into endless waters to survive. So what? We saw they were right? I mean, they're smart people. Do we see their real greatness over here? So the Divrei Yecheskel says as follows. We know the one area of halacha that the Chachamim are most lenient on and more makel on than any other subject is Hikilu bai Chachamim Mishum Aguna. The rabbis are lenient when it comes to a woman being able to remarry. They do everything in their power to be lenient with a woman that as long as it's reasonable to say her husband's not alive, they're going to let the woman remarry. So question, somebody falls into endless ocean waters, his chance of survival is basically nil. Why would the Chachamim be machmir on the woman and not let her remarry for the remote possibility of the husband's survival? Why don't they apply their general principle of Hikilu bai Chachamim Mishamiguna? And the answer is, says the Divrei Yecheskel, that is because that even though there is nothing in this world that the Chachamim want to try to ease the pain of and be makel for an iguna to be able to remarry, there is one more area in halacha that the Chachamim are even more concerned. And that is, as concerned as the Chachamim are to save a woman from this plight, even more important than that is human life, to save a person's life. The Chachamim are so powerful that when they make a decree, they can change nature. And if the Chachamim give credence to the possibility that someone who falls into endless waters could survive, that chashash that the Chachamim have that is being accepted and acknowledged in the halacha, that will make it that when someone falls into endless waters, they in fact have a realistic possibility of survival. So as concerned as the rabbis are for iguna, they're even more concerned for human life. And they knew that someone who falls into endless waters is in a desperate, almost impossible situation. What could they possibly do to rescue someone who fell into endless waters? You know what they did? The Chachamim made a takana that if somebody falls into endless waters, their wife cannot remarry. Why? Because maybe he survived. And once the Chachamim acknowledged the possibility that somebody might survive in endless waters, in fact, when someone falls in endless waters, they have a realistic possibility of survival. Where else do we see this concept? The Radomsker writes in the Sechta Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Beis, it says, don't read by the candlelight because you might tilt. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I'll read and I won't tilt. And what did he do? He read and he tilted. They said, Kama gedoylem divrei chachamim. I don't understand. Rabbi Shmuel said he could read and not tilt. So why did he tilt? The answer is, scientifically, he knew himself. Hitaka could read without tilting. But once the Chachamim made a gezeira, don't read La'ar Aner because you might come to tilt, then somebody who reads, who ordinarily would not tilt the candle, will tilt the candle. Because once the Chachamim paskin the metzios, that someone who someone should not read because they may come to tilt, he's not allowed to read because the Chachamim acknowledging and being concerned for that possibility makes that possibility very likely and realistic. And that's what happened to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And that's what the Gemara means, Kama gedoyla divrei chachamim, that when the rabbi said that if someone falls into endless waters, the woman can't remarry, how great those words are, because it changed the metzius, that now people can survive endless waters. And when they said, don't read La'ar Aner because you might tilt, that makes the possibility very realistic that you might tilt. They told this to the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav didn't go for it. The Brisker Rav said, maybe all the Gemara means is, maybe Chazal, they just knew that somebody falls into endless waters, there's a possibility they might survive. However, the Brisker Rav does say a similar idea that we know. Often people say, oh, look how beautiful the Torah is. Murder is so disgusting, and in fact the Torah prohibits it. Adultery is so despicable, in fact the Torah prohibits it. Stealing is so wrong, and look, the Torah forbids it. But it's really the opposite. We think that these things are repulsive and debased and unethical. No, who says inherently that's the case? Perhaps it's only a result, the Briska Rav would say from Reb Chaim, once the Torah forbid these things, therefore these things became intrinsically repulsive, despicable, and disgusting. So the Megadim Chadashim suggests as follows. That once the rabbis came along and they said that if somebody loses something, you need to call it out for 12 months. Why 12 months? That was the shir. They had to make a shir. By the way, the Sa'amar Rebbe even points out that really the halacha is you call it out for three regalim. Somebody loses something right before Sukkot, so then you're only calling it out 7 months. If you lose something right after Sukkot, it's more than 12 months. But once the rabbi said you're going to have to go through the whole year to call out an aveda, that means because we have to make a takana that on average a person remembers for 12 months, that takana by aveda created the reality that things are held on to in the human mind for 12 months. And a mess is remembered for 12 months, and not longer than that. It's not that the Chachamim, let's say, took a poll, or maybe had a tradition, although maybe that's what I would have said. But this suggestion is saying, once the Chachamim formulated a decree that an Aveda is called out for 12 months, as a resultant repercussion of that, the human mind became such that it only holds on to information acutely for 12 months. Hence, in a year like this, Tavshin Pei Beis, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, and the year before, Parshas Kisetze, then perhaps it would be appropriate to announce in the Beis HaKnesses to have in mind this week to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Okay, Rabbi, so these are a few thoughts about the human memory span as well as the source of it and its repercussions. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Wishing everybody bracha v'atzlacha. And Bezus Hashem, we'll see everybody soon. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.